Hi all, my name is Anmol and I'm from SQL Server team Microsoft. I will discuss log shipping in this presentation. Log shipping is designed as a disaster recovery solution. It is not intended as a high availability solution. So if you're looking for high availability solutions, then please look for other options like failover clustering or mirroring. So in this presentation, I will talk about log shipping, prerequisite to configure log shipping, and how to monitor log shipping. I will also show a demo on configuring log shipping and monitoring it. As we could see in this diagram, log shipping ideally comprises of three servers: primary server, which is a source server; secondary server, which is a destination server, and it can be more than one; monitor server. All the three servers could be different, but we could have primary, secondary, and monitor servers all on one SQL Server instance. We could also configure log shipping without monitor server. How it works? Log shipping allows you to automatically send transactional log backups from primary database on a primary server instance to one or more secondary server instances. These transactional log backups are applied to each of the secondary databases individually. An optional third server instance known as monitor server records the history and status of the backup and restore operations, and optionally raise alerts if these operations fail to occur as scheduled. Now, log shipping creates four jobs: backup job for creating log backup, which is at primary server; copy and restore jobs are at secondary server, and they are used for copying log backups from primary to secondary server and restoring log backups. We have a fourth job, which is at monitor server, which is called alert job. So what are the prerequisites for the log shipping? Well, first, database participating in log shipping must be in full or bulk log recovery model. You must be a sysadmin on each server instance to enable log shipping. Network share is required, where log backups will be taken and copied to secondary server. So what are the permissions required? For the backup job, read and write permissions to the backup directory are required for either the SQL Server service account of the primary server instance or the proxy account or backup job, which is by default a SQL Server agent service account again. For copy job, read permissions to the backup directory and write permissions to the copy directory are required by proxy account of the copy job. By default, this is SQL Server agent account on secondary server instance. For restore job, read write permissions to the copy directory are required by A, SQL Server service account on secondary server instance, or B, proxy account of the restore job. By default, this is the SQL Server agent account on the secondary server instance. Now, log shipping is supported by Enterprise Standard Workgroup and Web Edition. This is as per SQL Server 2008 R2. Now, I will show a demo on how to configure log shipping. So let me go to the test server, the test lab environment which I've created. So I'm going to use two instances of SQL Server in this demo. This one will be a primary server instance, and this which I have highlighted will be a secondary server instance. So I have the script ready. Let me first create a blank database and I will give it a name at logship. Now this is created. Now whenever you have to configure log shipping, on the secondary server, you need a database to be restored from a full backup, either in a standby mode or a non-recovery mode. Now, there are two ways to do that. Either before configuring the log shipping, you can take a backup and restore it, or while you're configuring a log shipping, you can tell the wizard and it will take a backup and restore it. Just for demo purpose, I will go ahead and do this manually, so it will make things more clear how log shipping initially works. So I will go ahead and take a full backup of the logship database. Now this is taken, this is my secondary server instance. I will go ahead and restore this full backup from this primary server on the secondary server. So let's refresh here. This is our primary server instance. We have the logship database here. And this is our secondary server where we have standby database here. Now if the database you restore in a standby mode, what advantage you have got is that in the case of no recovery mode, you won't be able to access the database. But in the case of standby mode, database is available in read-only format. So you can use the secondary server along with, you know, you have a disaster recovery solution available, but you can use it for reporting purposes too. I'm going to use one of the instances, a secondary instance, as a monitor server too. So let's start with how to configure log shipping. I will just choose the database name on the primary server instance, right click on it, go to properties. Then we have to choose transactional log shipping here. Then we have to check this box, which says as enable as primary database in the log shipping configurations. Now, what we will do is, if once you click on backup settings, you will configure this particular, basically what you're configuring is the where the backups will happen and how the schedule will be. Now, as I already said, as a prerequisite, you require the particular folder on the primary server instance, or one folder where log backups will be taken, it has to be shared. I've already created one folder and this is shared, so I will use that. Just copy the share network name from here. And then we will go back to the configuration. So let's click on backup setting. Here I will provide the network name path where the backups will be taken. Now suppose what we have in this case, you have a backup folder on the same server, which is a primary server. Then you can go ahead and, you know, put the name, which is the local path here. Just type the local path. Let me correct this. All right. Now you can click on schedule and accordingly you can change as per your requirement what the schedule you want, how frequent you want the log backups and things like that. I will just keep it as default. Since it's SQL Server 2008, you can also set the compression settings if you want. Let's click on OK. Now we have the backup settings being configured. We will click on this Add button. And here we will configure the secondary server instance. Let's click on connect. And then we have to provide the secondary server instance name, which is this one. Now, as I was discussing earlier, that in the case of log shipping, you can either restore the backup manually just before configuring it, or you can ask the wizard to do that. So if you want, suppose the wizard to take a backup, you can click on this, or you can, you know, tell it, okay, I have a backup, you restore it. But since we have already initialized, we will choose this. Let's go to copy file settings. Here we have to tell on the secondary server where we want the log files to be copied. So I've already created a folder there. Let me put the name here. Just for simplicity, I give the folder name copy. And accordingly, you here also you have option to schedule it. So basically, this is going to create a job, and I'm giving it a, when I click here, I'm just telling it when I want this job to execute and copy. Now this is a restore transaction log tab. Here we will tell how to restore it. I will just choose standby mode. Now when you are restoring a database backup in a standby mode, what is required is that nobody should be connected to it. That requires an exclusive lock on it. So if there are users on that, the restore job will keep on failing. So if you want to avoid that, you can check this. Once you check that, when the log shipping will be configured, it will, when the restore job will, you know, execute or it will start happening, it will disconnect any users there and, you know, restore the log backup. I will check here to configure the monitor server. Let's click on connect and say I just choose secondary server as a monitor server itself. Let's click on OK. And we'll click on end. We see the log shipping is configured. So when you configure the log shipping as I discussed earlier, the four jobs will be created. One will be a log backup job, which we see here. And two will be a copy and restore job. And we have an alert job here too, because this instance is also configured as a monitoring server. So let me go ahead and, you know, take manually one backup. So if I go to that particular folder, so we have a backup being created. All right, let me try to copy this. So how the process happens is, it will take a log backup, then it will copy the log backup to the secondary server, which we are doing it manually, and then finally it will restore the log backup. So let's wait for it to complete. All right, now next what I will show you is how to monitor log shipping. Monitoring is very important in case of log shipping to make sure it is in good health. So in case of actual disaster, your secondary server database will be in sync and can be used. Log shipping can be monitored in three ways. One is you can use log shipping reports, which is using a GUI, a graphical user interface. Second, you can use the log shipping tables. And the third method is a store prox. You can use log shipping store prox. Now, how to do that? Let me start with the reports. If you want to check a log shipping report, you have to do what? You have to highlight the server or instance name, right click on it, go to reports, and then you can click on transaction log shipping status. So here you can see the status. It shows as good. It shows you that this is the primary database, this is the secondary database. It tells you when the last log backup happened. If you scroll a little to the right, it will tell you the name of the files, like this is the last log backup file taken. Same side, it's not able to update the copy files. Let me go ahead and check out from here. Yeah, probably it will take a little time to update it on the primary server. But if we go to secondary server, because it has a monitoring server instance also, we see the last copied file mentioned there and last stored file too. If you see the, you know, how the name of the file is, basically it's a GMT time format. Since SQL Server 2005, the log backups are being taken and restored by SQL Server log shipping. So this is a one way you can check the reports and you can know the status of the log shipping. Another way is you can use the tables, log shipping tables, to monitor it. For the all complete detail of the total number of tables, you can check books online or MSDN. But I will show you two tables here. One is a monitor underscore primary and second is monitor underscore secondary. As the name suggests, the one will give you details about the backup being taken and about the primary server instance. And the second one will give you details about the file copied and restored and obviously the secondary server instance. So let's run this one. So it's exactly like what you see in reports. It will tell you, there are just different ways of doing it. It will tell you, okay, this is the primary server name, this is the database, last backup file is this, and this is when it converted in UTC format or GMT. Now let me go ahead and show you the output of the secondary table, or log ship monitor secondary. Here you will see this is again, now it's talking about the secondary server instance, the database name, which is the primary server instance and primary database name, copied file, restored file. So you can get all the details here. The third method which I told you, and is you can use the store procedures to monitor log shipping. Store procedure at the what we'll do internally, it's going to query these tables, but if you want, this is another option, you can do that. So I'm again going to show two store procs, which talks about or gives you the details about the primary server or the secondary server. You have to provide that as a parameters, the database name and the primary server instance or the secondary server instance name. And if you execute that, it's going to be the same data what you see from the table, but there's another way of doing that. So secondary server instance, when I ran, there you go, same copy file, restore, which file name, when this happened, it will show you the entire details. Or there's one more way which you can quickly check out the status of, say you want to say there's a particular database and here you have to convert the GMT time in your time zone. If you want to see what is the last log backup being restored, you can just right click on the database name and go to properties. And what you see, the last database log backup, this is the last log backup being restored. Because whenever you're going to restore any database or log backup, it will update in MSDB the history tables associated with it, restore history tables, and that's why you see the entry here. If you say this is showing at 29th and 4:48 p.m., this is the same log backup which I took it here. So this is another quick way of finding out which is the last log backup being applied. Okay, now since we are done with our demo, some additional points. First of all, that last log backup being restored, as I told you, you can find out by checking the secondary database properties. And since SQL Server 2005, the log backup files are created in GMT format by log shipping jobs, backup job. Also, since SQL Server 2000 R2, the standby file is being created in data folder, not on the backup folder, which we used to have till SQL Server 2008. Also, before when you configure log shipping, please go ahead and execute select @ server name, and it should return the correct server name. And when I say the correct server name, what I mean is that if suppose your host name is ABC and your instance name is XYZ, so it should show you ABC/XYZ. Otherwise, you will have some issues with configuring log shipping. And if you have a firewall being enabled, please make sure the ports are enabled so all three servers can interact with each other. So that will be all for today. If you have any queries, please go ahead, and you can shoot me an email. My email ID is anmolb@microsoft.com.